Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Is that your tummy rumbling, I hear? Then it must be time for the Off-Menu podcast with James Acaster and Ed Gamble.
Hello, Ed. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Just going to ignore that brilliant intro?
Yeah, it was a very good intro. I can't compliment you on it every time. Oh, you got to learn just to be professional about
all
it.
All right, cool. Welcome to it, then.
Very good, mate. Very good introduction. Well done.
Welcome to the podcast where we speak to a special guest about their dream meal in a dream restaurant. James is a genie.
We're going to ask them their favourite ever, or the best ever, starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink they've ever had. Not in that order, though.
Not in that order. No, we mix it up to the traditional order.
Well, but yeah, the traditional, or hopefully you know what the order of the order is.
Well, guys, one of the best things about doing a food podcast is people start sending you food.
Thank you. It is a dream come true that we get sent so much free food.
And it tends to be things that we mention now and again. And also, people just seem to read our minds and send us the sorts of things we like anyway.
Yeah.
For instance, we are sat here looking at a massive, like, corner shop-sized box of Naked Bars.
Which I love Naked Bars, and these are the new salted caramel flavour, and I'm very excited to have a whole box of these.
And not only, James, are they a box of Naked Bars, what do they say on them?
It says Naked James Acaster. So James Acaster should say the flavour.
Yeah.
I'm really happy about
that.
So
if you just want to get Naked James Acaster in your mind.
Yeah, if you want to all think about Naked James Acaster.
Naked James Acaster. Then there it is. It's very exciting indeed. And apparently there is a box waiting for me somewhere else. So help me God, if mine say Naked James Acaster, I'm going to fucking kick off.
Are you?
No, I'm going to eat them.
Yeah, yeah, you would love it.
I'm going to gobble them all up while imagining Naked James Acaster.
Kingdom of Sweets sent us some stuff as well.
Thank you, Kingdom of Sweets.
Thanks to them. I mean, yo, that's some crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's some balmy stuff you can't get in the UK normally.
Yeah, well, you can.
The Kingdom of Sweets.
Yeah, the Kingdom of Sweets. Yeah. Good on them as well. But they sent us some Swedish fish, which I'm very happy about. They're my faves.
And some, which I've not tried yet, but I'm very excited, some matcha ice cream flavoured Oreos.
Yeah.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting. Our guest today is the one and only Jordan Banjo from dance group Diversity.
Yes, please.
You may have seen them on the TV.
Dancing.
And he's our second person from the jungle.
He is. Jordan was in the jungle with our least popular ever guest, Joel Dommett.
Yes. I mean, we were very worried, you know, Jordan coming in. But hopefully he'll be okay. And Jordan will not go down the same awful path as Joel, which is a path covered in vomit and regrets.
And protein powder.
Protein powder. A lot of people still ragging on Joel.
The path we really hope he doesn't go down is by mentioning the secret ingredient that we absolutely hate. Every week we have an ingredient that if our guest mentions it, they will be removed from the restaurant forthwith. And this week, James, the ingredient is...
Lavender.
Lavender.
I hate lavender-flavoured stuff. No, thank you. Okay, I guess we're mainly looking at the dessert on this one.
Yeah.
If he does like a lavender cake or... I don't know, a big plate of Parma violets.
I completely agree with you. Why put lavender in food? It's not... massage oil should have lavender in it.
Yeah, I don't
not
want...
Not food.
I don't want to eat massage oil, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'll have a massage, thank you.
Yes.
If anyone's listening.
If you want to send us a free massage. Speaking of naked James Acaster.
But we do not want lavender in the food. If Jordan mentions lavender, he can... hot foot it out of here.
Yeah, he can backflip out the door.
See you later. Moonwalk straight into your car, Jordan.
Yeah, do the running man, for real.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Off Menu Podcast. This is Jordan Banjo. Welcome to the Dream Restaurant, Jordan.
Thank you very much.
Welcome!
Matching socks, just for me this time.
Yeah!
Matching socks!
Jordan's listened before, he knows about the
socks. I'm a fan of the podcast, guys, I'm a big fan.
You're fully up to date on the Genie law.
Matching socks. Yeah. Matching socks, but for the listener, they're on my hands. Matching socks on my old hands, keep me warm.
Yeah. What have you got on your feet today?
Odd flippers.
That's actually more difficult to find odd flippers than matching flippers.
It was really, you have to buy two pairs.
Yeah, you have to buy two pairs.
And then lose one of them. Yeah. How do you lose a flipper, guys? got a couple of odd flippers on today, some matching socks on my hands. Make an effort for Jordan coming in.
You're looking rather fine.
Looking good.
And you'll notice that I did a backflip out of the lamp. especially for you, Jordan.
Going full out.
Yeah. Consider me for the trip.
We don't have it. We are called diversity, but there are no genies. Yeah. So, exactly. More diverse.
Yeah. See, that's what the genie community are actually very angry about you, your name. Like, what is this? Yeah. Once again, genies get overlooked. Although, shout out to Will Smith, he's repping now.
Oh, he is. Yeah. He is.
Well, he's repping something. Yeah. Smurfs.
Yeah. It's terrible CGI. I mean, I'm a big Will Smith fan, but it's terrible CGI in that advert. It's a shame.
Well, it wasn't ideal. It's not how we all look. Actually, we're angry about Will Smith. But yeah, just so you know, he's not repping anyone. Furious. He doesn't say poppadoms or bread once.
Well, we don't. The film hasn't come out yet. They've got time to add that in ADR.
Could do the song.
They might get you in ADR to say poppadoms or bread. Never had a friend like me. Poppadoms or bread.
I think the song I would like to ambush is I Can Show You the World, that a whole new world.
Yeah.
That's a really slow.
Yeah.
And the genie's not even in it. Yeah. So just to suddenly appear out of nowhere, that'd be pretty good.
Poppadoms or bread, Jasmine!
Yeah, exactly.
And even, just this is quite promising, Jordan's listened to the podcast before, but even then when I was doing an impression of you say poppadoms or bread, Jordan still jumped.
Yeah, Jordan still jumped.
The funniest part is, all of my friends take the mic out because I'm the jumpiest person. Literally, if someone knocks at the door, I jump. I don't know what it is. I'm just really...
It's literally your job, Jordan. to be fair.
Yeah. You're not scared. You're just ready to dance at any opportunity.
Every time you're practicing, Jordan's scared again. So scared, Jordan.
Are you a foodie, Jordan?
Do you know what? I'm not a foodie because I feel like my scope of food is very limited.
Right.
You know, if it's not bread, meat or cheese, it's very limited. I don't really like sauces that much. I don't go to fancy places that much. Yeah, but I like food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like what I eat.
You like what you eat, exactly. But it's a small window of food.
Why don't you like sauces?
The Paul Rudd approach.
Yeah, we got a Rudd in.
It's not like, I just feel like it overcomplicates stuff. And I'll say this as well. It's not that I don't like it, it's that I don't like trying new stuff. Uh-huh. So like if someone gives me I've never tried salsa before.
Right. I've never tried salsa, ever
in my life. Like, so if I get like a big bowl of nachos or whatever, I'm like if I go TGI's, I love their nachos. And I was like, can I literally just have chicken and cheese? She's like, no sour cream, no guac. I'm like, no, literally just extra chicken, extra cheese. And they bring over the little plate of sauces and like salsa and stuff. And I'm like, I just don't want to try it.
So if you're eating just chicken and cheese nachos, is there enough moisture in the cheese? Because that to me sounds like once you get past the first layer of cheese, you're just eating a plate of nachos.
Just shredded cheddar cheese.
So essentially what I end up having is I order like, I have to get the sharer bowl because I don't eat any of the nachos underneath. So I get the sharer bowl just so I can have a bigger top layer.
So you have the top layer and then you leave just all the dry nachos and the sauce is untouched and the waiter comes along and looks at it and goes, what has happened here?
Free lunch.
So
free
chances are, if you've been to TGI, and you order the nachos, some of your nachos might have originally been on your plate. They're just recycling. Here comes old top layer. Top layer again.
Yeah. Break out his bowl. Same bowl. Wow. Also, you're shouting out to nachos early, which is a bit concerning because we've had your jungle mate, Joel Dommett, on. He chose nachos as his starter, and then the rest of that episode took some frightful turns. and he's still getting heat for it.
Yeah,
he is. I already have a feeling that eating just the top layer of nachos is going to cause some online controversy.
But luckily, it's not one of my... Well, technically, it kind of isn't. But it might be kind of an option. It'll make sense when we get to the start.
All right. It's going to be a topping, that's it. Yeah. just toppings. Well, first of all, would you like still or sparkling water, Jordan?
Always still.
Always still.
Very definite. And I've only just started, it's good you mentioned Joel, I only started drinking water after the jungle.
What?
So within the last 3 years, two and a half years.
Okay. You never had water before?
I have, but only with like Robinson's, like juice.
This is amazing.
No.
I promise you now.
What are you talking about? You've never had a glass of water before?
I genuinely promise.
How old were you when you came out of the jungle?
24.
Ed's lost it?
24? I'll be serious.
24, you've never had a glass of water in your life?
I've tried water, but it just made me gag.
Made you gag?
Made you gag?
I felt like I was like drinking spit or something. It made me, like, I can't wear gum shields. Like, when I used to play rugby, you have to take my gum shield because you get build up of spit and it just makes me...
That's more understandable.
You
thought water was spit?
Well, I was aware it wasn't people just spitting in bottles and putting it in.
But you've got a very active job.
I know, and that's what I used to... Whenever we went on tour and stuff, I used to always get really bad cramp because I wasn't drinking enough.
You weren't drinking water?
What would you have if you're tired out?
Yeah,
you've been dancing.
Yeah,
what do you have to refresh yourself?
A little bit of summer fruits, Robinson. A little bit of summer fruits, Robinson. And the ratio was completely off. It wasn't until I was about 16 I realised I was doing way more Robinsons than water. I was literally flipping it on his head.
You were having
a tiny little shot of water and then topping out with
a bottle of Robinsons. That was about it.
I did that by accident once at a roller disco when I was 10. My friend had a roller disco party and they had a little station set up for drinks and you all skate around and then just grab whatever drink you want. And I thought they'd pre-diluted it. So I downed a whole cup of straight Robinson's cordial.
And how was that for you?
Absolutely awful.
did you then go around the roller disco like a rocket? Do loads of raps, laps really fast?
Yeah, it did help. It helped with my movements. So I could see why you would go for the straight Robinsons.
Yeah. Better than Red Bull. That's what I do. Straight Robinsons.
You came out the jungle and that's when you had water for the first time.
So it was in the jungle.
Right.
So I'd never drank water before, and that was one of my main concerns about going in. And I said to Joel, I was like, when I was in there, I was like, dude, I just really don't like water. And when they're taking you to different trolls and stuff, obviously all the crew, you can see they've got like drinks in the front of the car, they've got stuff around. So I admit this now, and I've never admitted it to anyone. One of the camera guys got out the back to go and check because you're not allowed to see the troll before it's ready, so they check everything's covered and then they take you through. Yeah. And he got out and he left a half-drunk bottle of, I'm assuming it's not Robinson's in Australia, but whatever it is, and I finished his bottle.
Yeah.
And
when
he got
of Robinson's?
I'm assuming it was something like of cordial.
Yeah.
I finished it off and, you know, I had no shame. That was on the first try.
Yeah.
But then that was after about 2 days and I was already clucking for some Robinsons. I was there itching myself in the back of the van. Yeah. So 2.5 weeks in, obviously I had to drink water because there's nothing else in there. Yeah. But the problem with the water was it was always pretty much hot because you have to boil it first.
Yeah.
And every time someone was checking if it was boiling or not, they were basically just wafting ash from the fire into it.
Right.
So it just tasted like smoky water. So when I finally came out and drank a normal bottle of water, I was like, nah, this isn't that bad. So if you don't like water, drink something disgusting for a while and then go back.
You had a really bad introduction to water, actually.
Yeah. Also, like, I love how you're really worried about water being like spit, and then you drink a guy's half drunk thing of rum. She's obviously backwashed into it all sorts.
Desperate times. But yeah, no, never sparkling, though.
Never sparkling.
If you've only just moved on to still, we're not expecting you to have sparkling.
I'll catch up with you when you're 50, Jordan. We'll see if you've had
sparkling. I feel like sparkling's the reason why I was put off water in the first place, because when I was younger, I thought there was a big... My dad loves sparkling water, right? And I thought it was lemonade. So I've gone up to take a big swig of it. And you've got a nice taste of... farts, and I was like, no, that's not for me.
It's just the taste of disappointment, isn't it? Yeah, I can't speak this morning.
I've spoken about this on the podcast before, and I had licorice torpedoes for the first time. It was the first time I ever had licorice, and I thought it was jelly beans.
Right.
So then I hate licorice.
Because
I was expecting jelly beans and then got them. So like, I understand that with the sparkling water. I can relate. Pop-ups on bread, Jordan! Pop-ups on bread!
I knew it was coming as well. In my head, I listened on the way in. I listened to one in and I went, straight off the water, it's Poppadoms or bread. Actually, that's like, straight off the water, it's an advert then, or a sound effect, and then Poppadoms or bread. I thought, wait for it.
Were you expecting us to do the advert? Yeah. Is that why it took you by surprise?
I ain't yanking your chain, buddy. That's what I was waiting for. Something along them lines.
Absolutely. That is one of the best reactions we've had. That was proper. You were like, it was a gunshot. the way you reacted.
Poppadoms or bread? I'm going to go bread, purely because it's a little bit of a cheat, right? Because if I understand the rules of the podcast, I can have any bread I want.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love garlic bread, but that sort of becomes a starter. But if I can have any bread I want, I'm going to go for garlic bread with mozzarella and caramelized onions from Prezzo.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, you've hacked the podcast.
So good.
I'll allow us to be hacked. That's
absolutely.
Fine.
So good. I love it.
So what's great about it? Because I've never had it before.
It's the onions, to be honest. Because, like I said, I'm not really, and I only tried that last year. For me, it's always been plain garlic bread and cheese with some ketchup. And then my girl was like, I'll try a bit. And I was like, nah, it's not really for me. And so I was like, give me a slice. And the onions, apparently they immediately made me drown. They are so good, man. Yeah, so if you're a Prezzo, get yourself down there, boys.
Caramelized onions are absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
mate.
It's good.
Yeah, like, who's the first person to discover that onions could do? You could turn onions into a sweet, basically.
But you got to be in a really weird place to try that, I think.
Yeah.
There's this onion, let's make it sweet.
Yeah. Try to caramelize other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few other things, some parsnips.
Yeah.
Actually, you can do that.
You can.
Oh.
At Christmas, you never put like honey.
I just invented a dish.
No. Don't think
pretty
you
cool.
did. No, I don't think you did.
I just came up with that.
No.
And it exists.
I think that's what onions and parsnips, and you can do the carrots.
Yeah.
I just invented one.
No.
Okay. We just keep going.
Yeah.
Broccoli? No, you can't do it with broccoli.
I think you've ruined it.
sorry, boys.
Well, maybe Jordan might have genuinely invented one just then. Yeah, caramelized broccoli.
Never know.
Keep an eye out, because for stuff like that, sometimes my friend Graham used to go on about an idea that he had for ages about like wearing, because you go to a disco, but instead of like everything playing really loud, you have headphones on, so you can always listen to your own different songs and stuff. And then Silent Discos came out, and he was like, oh, I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd done it. So
Your friend Graham invented the Silent Disco.
He did.
Yeah.
But then, I invented the term backsplash.
What?
When I was in school, I remember referring to, where you do a poo.
Yeah.
And then the water splashes up on your butt.
Yeah.
Called it backsplash.
Yeah, no, that's always been a thing.
No. I did it before anyone else started doing it.
Even a caveman taking a shit into a lake. He was like, oi, bug splash.
I invented it myself. It was a few years before I heard other people using it. It circulated a bit in my school first and then went outside of there. Pretty cool.
Right, well, you heard it here first. James has invented caramelised parsnips and the term backsplash.
Yeah. Jordan invented caramelised broccoli just now.
Love it.
The garlic bread, does it come in slices or is it like one sort of pizza?
It's a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a pretty big, bread. It's a big pre-starter, to be honest, but... sorry, guys, I don't want to keep hacking you, but one of the rules here is that you don't get full, you're only satisfied, right? You're never too full to a finish.
Yeah.
Sure.
So there you go. That's
don't worry about getting full. Don't you worry about getting full. That's one of the great discoveries, I think, is when you work out you can have a pizza before a pizza.
Exactly.
Very, and also, like, they're not tricking anyone with that at any point. The first time that gets delivered, you go,
yeah,
we all know that's a pizza. Why are you calling it garlic bread on the menu?
But the guilt's not the same, is it? It's not like you don't feel like you're eating two pizzas.
No, because there's no tomato.
There's no tomato.
If there was tomato on it, you'd feel really guilty.
Yeah, well, now I'm eating two pizzas. Now I'm just a mess.
I like the garlic bread when it's like, it's the full stick,
mm-hmm.
and it's been like cut, but not completely cut.
Yep.
It's one so, my mum makes this.
And it's nice and sweaty.
Yeah.
She
makes it with a French stick. Just slices it like three quarters of the way through, yep. Garlic butter in between every crevice.
I didn't even know that you could make it. I just thought it came frozen from Tesco.
It's
like,
easy.
Naturally.
Oh, it's easy as well, man. You get just a French stick and then make the slices. You could just mix up crushed garlic and butter and then put it in between every bit.
So good.
Wrap it in foil, oven for half an hour.
Look at that.
Oh, a crunchy outside as well.
Yes.
You want the crust to be nice and crunchy.
It's soft on the...
Oh.
And you can put cheese and onions in it if you want as well.
Nice. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can put those on it. No one's going to stop you from doing it. But you've got to caramelise your own onions.
Okay,
yeah.
Deal. Deal. Yeah. I'll do it for that bread, guys. I'll put the work in.
We move on to your starter, Jordan, which is like, I mean,
it's going to be poppadoms.
Yeah. A single poppadom, please.
Just one.
Dry.
Yeah. No dip.
Chutney.
Yeah,
no
just
chutney.
The top one. Just the top poppadom.
Yeah. It's been under the heat lamp for too long.
If you had a poppadom, would you not have all the sauces on it?
That's one, actually. I do have a bit of chutney with it, but just because it reminds me of jam.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah. Mango chutney is basically, I mean, it's not, yeah.
It's basically a jam
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's even sweeter than a jam, I'd say. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Starter-wise, I've gone for barbecue chicken wontons.
Okay.
Okay, so I know this sounds random. Uh-huh. Did you ever... I'm not sure where it was, whether it was Covent Garden, it might have been Leicester Square. I'm not. There was a Planet Hollywood. It was a really big one in London. Did you guys ever see it?
Yeah, I think it was Covent Garden. I think it was in Covent Garden, yeah.
And it's moved, and there's still one in London, but it's a little bit smaller, and it looks more like an Ed's Diner now as opposed to Planet Hollywood. Like beforehand, it was like a restaurant / Ripley's. They had like all statues. There was like a red carpet outside. It was like a proper event if you went to Planet Hollywood.
Right.
And I went for my 11th birthday. So I was in year six. So it was 10 or 11. And I got a limo and all my friends, we all got in this limo. We went up to Planet Hollywood. And
I love that you got a limo.
A limo.
Yeah. Great.
Got a limo. Me and my friends got a limo. We went up there.
I just didn't even register that until Ed said it. I was like, yeah, because I was like, yeah, you're going to Planet Hollywood. I guess you got to go to it in a limo. I was like, oh, 10 years old.
You won't get in. You won't get in unless you turn up in a limo.
Yeah. Get out of your limousine. Got some wontons to eat.
Yeah. And that was the birthday present because it was like, I really wanted to go to Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just always had this idea of a guy in a limo. And my mum and dad were like, okay. Well,
oh, so it was your idea to go to the limo?
It was my idea to go to the limo. So they did it for me as my big birthday present.
Destined to be a celebrity.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
How many mates did you have with you?
Do you know what? It's funny because in my year at school, in the entire year, there was only 30 people.
Right.
So it was just my class.
Right. Your whole class?
My whole class. There was like 13 of us. So there was like, you know, like seven boys, six girls. Hope that's all right there. So we all went up. And do you know what? Now you've just said that reminded me. I didn't invite my own girlfriend at the time. And I was only 10. But because she was in the other class, I was like, no. Because if I invite you, I have to invite the whole other class. And there's no room in the limo. Sorry, guys. It's a very exclusive list.
What year group was she in?
She was in the same year. Yeah, but she was in the other class.
Oh, just in a different class?
In a different class. Yeah. Bless her.
She could not come.
I'll take it back now.
Did she take that? Was she okay with that?
Well, actually, I broke up with her at the restaurant as well. I rang her home phone. And I was like, can I speak to Abby, please? And I broke up with her.
On your birthday?
On my birthday.
She was so euphoric from the wontons. you felt indestructible.
You had one taste of the Hollywood lifestyle. And you were like, sorry, we're just not on the same level anymore.
Smoking about smoking a cigar. Abby, it's over. I'm gonna be a star. I don't need you anymore.
Sat next to a waxwork of Naomi Campbell going, I've met someone else.
Met so much. What say we shed this party, Naomi? I'm gonna live my wedding outside.
So this is why that star is so important. It's very nostalgic. It makes me feel like I'm very important with an American accent and a cigar, as you pointed out. Yeah. But the weird thing is, when I think wontons, right, I think like they're like little dumplings, right? Aren't they?
Like, are they deep fried dumplings as well? They're like, crispy. Dumplings. Yeah.
But at Planet Hollywood, they look more like nachos.
What?
Look, do you know what? I brought evidence to explain what I meant.
I'm trying to imagine, so as Jordan's opening this on his phone, I'm trying to imagine now what they look like. They've got to have some dimensions to them. They can't be flat like
so
that.
So this is what you think of a wonton, right?
Yes, definitely.
That's how you imagine a wonton.
Yeah, that's okay, so just for the listener
who can't see.
Jordan already has a picture of some normal wontons on his phone, ready to go, so he can show us that. Yep. He's already planned this
weirdly, it's his lock screen.
Yeah.
I love them wontons, guys.
Like it's his day in court. There we go. So okay, so that's
here are the Planet Hollywood ones.
Planet Hollywood ones. Oh yeah, they're like
what?
Yeah,
they look weird. I'd say they look more like that. What's that? What's the filled pasta called?
Ravioli.
Ravioli.
This is more like ravioli.
It's probably the same bit, like the same sort of skins, the wonton paper or the wonton skins, but flat.
Yeah,
with stuff in and maybe another one on top, and then deep fry that whole thing.
Literally.
Yeah,
they look more like little pancake things.
Yeah,
but. The barbecue chicken wontons at Planet Hollywood. So basically what I was trying to say is since that one closed, they're now not on the menu.
Right.
So in the new one, they don't exist anymore.
Oh, right.
And that's why I was like, I can't get them anymore. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But I can still have them here.
Yes, absolutely.
And they were so good. I'm not sure what the cheeses were, but it was different cheeses all kind of melted on top. And the barbecue chicken. It was, you know, when you get that barbecue sauce where it's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Like it's sharp, but it's sweet.
Yeah.
So there's sauce incorporated. So you don't mind if they've pre-incorporated the
sauce.
Exactly.
I just don't like complicating it myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'll get that.
And the chicken was like moist as well.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Succulent chicken is a must.
I really
miss the big theme restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Like the food was never amazing. Like the barbecue chicken wonton sound good. Yeah. It was connected with a memory, but it was never like the best food. But it was such an exciting day out as a kid.
Yep.
To go to, I remember going to Planet Hollywood. We waited for an hour and a half to get into Planet Hollywood, and Danny Baker was there. Baker was there eating a meal, so you're like, oh my god, Danny Baker's here. So that was the true Hollywood experience. There was also another restaurant called Football in London. I don't know if you remember Football.
No.
I didn't even like football,
what
but it was a
about?
Football-themed restaurant called Football.
What?
You can look it up.
Everyone's looking around. Well,
what was it?
It was a football-themed restaurant.
Yeah, but what did it look like? You went in and what did it look
you
like?
You went in, they were playing football on the screen and there was like some shirts hung
like a
up
normal
and stuff.
Pub.
There was some shirts. There was
football on the telly, was there? God,
I think I've just found out that my dad wanted an excuse to take me to the pub.
Oh, let's go to football. Don't look at the sign when we're walking in. It says football. It doesn't say the Flapper and Firkin.
Some of our listeners will remember football in London. It was probably only open for a year or 2 years, but they had like, you know, signed shirts hung on the wall. All the things were like, I don't know, football burger.
What
or something.
Sort of food was it?
Like Planet Hollywood style
oh, okay,
food,
cool.
Just like really sort of generic American-y stuff, but they had it themed on like, they call it like Pele's chips. Or something. Oh, that's not a
Pele's chip.
Yeah.
Karol Poborski's chip. He was famous for his chip. Karol Poborski did a really good chip in Euro 96.
I can't believe we're in a situation where you're the one who knows about football.
Yeah, I mean, that's when we know it's got bad. If I'm the one doing football references. I can't believe you dumped your girlfriend in Planet Hollywood.
And it was the night of my first kiss. That's why I dumped her.
What? Hold on.
There was another girl in my class called Lauren. And everyone was like, she said she'll kiss you because it's your birthday. And I was like, well, I can't kiss her while I've got a girlfriend. So I rang Abby to break up with her. And then in the limo on the way back, like a real A-lister, I had my first kiss.
That's actually very honourable of you. That you felt that was going to happen. So you're like, I can't do this to Abby.
I didn't want to do it to Abby, guys.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a good guy.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Did you tell her? Did you say, I've got to break up with you because I'm going to kiss Lauren in a limo?
Yeah. I think I said, I've got to break up with you because you didn't come to my birthday party.
You didn't invite her!
Exactly! But that wasn't her first response. She just went, okay. I was like, bye. See you in school.
I was not invited to this party. I don't think that's fair.
But luckily, where my birthday is New Year's Eve, We was on school holiday, so I had like another week of not having to see her. So disappeared by the time I saw her.
Did all this happen on New Year's Eve as well?
It was like the 30th, I think. It was like the day before.
Right, yeah.
This is such a momentous day in your life.
I know, which is why my wontons tasted so good, guys. That would be terrible, but they...
Did Lauren have the barbecue chicken wontons as well? Because I'm just thinking it's not pre-kiss food, really, is it?
Oh, yeah. Like, you're tasting the sweet barbecue chicken.
Oh, sorry, I tasted wontons.
Yeah.
I don't know what she had, actually. I don't know, but now I'm just remembering loads of random facts. I remember someone put a piece of chewing gum in a kid's hair, and his mum called my mum really angry because they had to cut it out.
Classic.
That's Hollywood.
That's Hollywood, right?
Hollywood. People just do whatever they like in different times, you know? Also, I know what you mean about like those kind of places, and you get a dish and you don't expect it. Like you said about TGI Fridays earlier. Mm. I've been there, I think, once, but it's for a stag do. And I didn't have high hopes, but I think the nicest fries I've ever had.
Wow.
At TGI Fridays. Like, I was really surprised they had some sort of, like, you know, like smoky kind of nice, what's like, it on it?
Seasoning.
Like seasoning, yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Seasoning. And they were very good. I ordered, you just reminded me of them. I'd forgotten about that. And then we did like the wontons. It made me think about how much I want those fries now.
TGI's do loads of crazy fries now. Like they've got loaded fries. So they've got like obviously like the standard cheese and bacon ones. And they've got what's called like scorpion fries. And it's like really, really spicy chili on them.
Yeah. You try the top layer of all of those, I imagine.
Yeah, that's it. Just trying all the toppings of the chips.
Thank you very much.
I always end up ordering like the loaded fries, the stuff with the most on. And then when I get halfway through, I'm just I wish I just had some normal fries. Because it's always on the side of something. You're like, well, now they're the main thing. Although, I just had some dry fries.
Yeah, I quite like the hippie fries at,
you can't say that now.
What fries?
Meat liquor.
Yeah, but
you can't do this now. He spent a whole episode slacking off meat liquor.
I hate meat liquor.
And then they invited us to go and eat there.
I'm not going. You can go.
No, I'm
you
not going
to go. You and Benito want to go. You can go. Be my guests. I'm not going. I slacked him off for a whole episode.
All right. Well, no, go ahead and say how much you like the hippie fries now.
Yeah, I do love the hippie fries.
There you go.
But I thought the hippie fries started in the chicken one, didn't they?
No.
Do they not?
Don't think
so. Okay, well, that's the one thing they've got right.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Your main course.
So my main, it was, I really struggled with the main course. Because when growing up, so my mum owned a dance studio. Mm-hmm. This feels like Step Up or something where the crew met. But my mum owned a dance studio and my dad sells cars.
Is it where the crew met, the dance studio?
It is, yeah, it is.
It would be funny if it was actually at the car show.
Just all coincidentally buying cars when we're six. But yeah, so and they were next door to each other.
Yeah.
And we went to school quite far away from when they worked. So they used to pick us up and every day after school, we'd go straight to the studio. Mm. And that was the same Monday to Saturday every day. Apart from Sundays, we would stay at home. So because we were there so often and we never got home till about 9:30-ish, we literally never had home cooked food, like ever. Like, we never had. So, in like for a lot of people when they were kids, it was like a treat to get a takeaway. Mm-hmm. For us, it was a treat to have a home cooked meal. Whenever we got home cooked meals, oh yeah, this is sick. And my mum used to make like this tuna pasta sort of dish, and she put all these different because it sounds bad. People always ask me if my mum can cook, and I say no because she never used to cook that much. But when I think about when she did cook, she really can.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, it was like this really like kind of spicy. But kind of at the same time, kind of sweet. I'm not sure what she put in it, but it was really good. And I used to smother it in cheese and then just eat the top layer. No, okay. I used to eat the whole thing. And I loved it. So that was kind of, I was thinking, do I go with that? And the first time I ever had that tuna pasta, I watched the film. You guys ever seen The Green Mile?
Yeah.
such a weird.
Yeah,
such a,
I love The Green Mile. It's just funny that it's The Green Mile. I mean, I love it. It's a great film. But like, it was really funny that you're like, first time I ate this tuna pasta, I was watching The Green Mile.
No one ever expected that sentence.
I literally remember it clear as day because we was in me, my brother and my sister watched it in my little sister's room. And it was when we just moved house. I could have only been about eight. I was about eight or nine. And my mum made this tuna pasta. I was like, oh God, this is so good. And this film's so good. And at the end, I remember me and my brother both crying while we were eating tuna pasta. But it was a really good meal. And she still makes it now when I ask her.
That's nice.
So I was thinking, is it tuna pasta? Then I landed on what it was for a stag do. Have you guys ever been to Man vs. Food in Heathrow?
No.
No.
Hold on. What, there's a Man vs. Food?
So like the programme.
Like, is it official? What? Is it officially
themed? I
don't know
if it's official, but they've got that. I'm probably going to get them closed down now and sued for using the name. But this restaurant is literally called Man vs. Food. And they have like all these different like dishes
airport?
In there. No, no. It's like about 10, 15 minutes from the airport.
Right, okay. Oh, okay. You know that when you say Heathrow, we think of the airport. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what, you know where, have you guys ever been to Sky? You know, like the huge, like it's like a little city in there where they record all their programs and stuff.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You know that it's opposite that Tesco. It's literally right there.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So in there, we went for a stag do, and everyone had to try a different challenge. So a couple of the boys tried this thing. I think it's called Fire in the Hole.
So it's like all, there's loads of challenges.
All challenges. All food challenges.
All food challenges.
Just like the actual.
So show. There's like a 3-foot hot dog. There's all this crazy stuff. You have time limits, and their biggest challenge is called the Gut Buster. And it's a burger that weighs, I think it's just over half a stone. So people order it as a birthday cake. So it comes out, and I don't mean like a normal, like little birthday cake. It's literally like this. And it's like really tall as well. And it's got like 3 packs of cheese in it. They have to use 2 bottles of ketchup. It is insane. And we all try. So the burger costs, I think it's like £60. And if you finish it, they give you £250 and your whole table eats for free.
Right.
But obviously, I think 5 of us bought the burger. And none of us.
One each.
Not one of us got close to finishing.
Of course you didn't. There's 3 packs of cheese in it.
Literally, not one of us got close. I had like, I think I got about a third. The closest person was one of our friends called Mitch. And he's 5'4". And he ate, the burger's as big as him. And he pretty much ate the entire thing. It was insane.
Hold on, so how close did Mitch get?
I'm talking about like, there was probably a normal size burger left.
What's he playing at? You'll get 250 quid in the whole meal.
Mitch.
Everyone has spent 60 quid on a burger. Mitch can't just force down one burger.
I know. He couldn't finish it. But that's what I want, because the burger itself, you know, if you think you've got to cook a patty that big, it's going to be like not very cooked nicely on the inside, on the outside. Yeah. I don't know how they do it, but it is cooked so good. Imagine a giant Five Guys burger.
Yeah.
Well, I love, does anyone here like Five Guys?
I like Five Guys. Man, this is a constant debate between me and Ed.
Okay, who are you repping?
Well, Shake Shack I enjoyed more when I had it.
Shake Shack's good. But I've never had it in England. I only had it in...
That's me too. So I'm thinking of... Okay. I'm thinking of eating it in the States and eating Five Guys in the States. And I've had Five Guys here and I think it's fine. And I think the chips are nice.
Okay, but...
All about the toppings. I've said this to you a million times. Five Guys is about choosing the right toppings. Once you find your right combination of toppings, it's this amazing
burger. A burger shouldn't be about the toppings. It should be about the burger.
Ah, here we go.
The eternal debate.
Yeah, it should be about the quality of the patty, James.
The patty's great.
If you're going, oh, stick 6 different toppings on there, all you're doing is masking a bad patty.
No, not at all. Even though we're talking about, it's complementing the patty. It all complements each other. And then, like, look, I've been in Shake Shack and got their burgers, and they're all right. I think their patties are too thin, personally.
Yeah, he has got a point in it.
I don't mind lots of thin patties. There's places that do like smashed patties that you can. Lots of thin patties. In-N-Out's the best. I told you that.
Oh, see, I wasn't a huge. I was so disappointed with In-N-Out.
Yes.
So. because it was good, but I was like, this is just a burger. Like, yep. Everyone spoke about it. Like, you, if you go LA and you don't get an In-N-Out, yeah, there's something wrong with you. You're missing out.
It's got cult status, but I prefer a thicker patty anyway. I'd prefer to go to something like Honest Burger or Patty and Bun.
No.
Or something like that.
Absolutely not. I do not like Honest Burger, Bun, and all that stuff. And I was like, that's fine. And I'm not into them as much. I think for a while I was like, they're okay, but I think they're too filling. And they're not as, like, when Jordan described that flavour of that burger then, yeah, like you say, I imagine, like, Five Guys and stuff like that.
What, that one's not too filling?
Jordan's burger.
The 60 quid birthday cake size burger's not too filling, is it?
Mitch did all right. Mitch didn't do too bad.
Mitch did fine.
Mitch did good. Mitch did good.
But what I don't like about In-N-Out is the whole animal style thing. Oh, what is that? Is that what's called?
Yeah, animal style.
You've
yeah.
got to go in and you've got to ask for animal style. And it's not on the menu.
What's so, animal style?
So animal style is like the only way that makes it taste good. So you probably... So basically, you had just a normal burger when you went.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that great because they're not that great. And everyone's like, no, well, you've got to ask for animal style. It's not on the menu. You've got to go and just ask for animal style. And then they put this sauce on it and then it tastes good. You're like, why don't you put that on the actual menu?
Normally, you love secret menu stuff.
Yeah, but
it's because someone else has told you about it. That's why you don't like it.
I love secret menu stuff if, like, the other stuff is good on the menu anyway. Like, all the menu's good and then there's this secret stuff. Not if it's just like, oh, the actual only good dish we do is a secret. And then you've got to go in this secret little club. Anyway, sorry, Jordan.
Yeah, so
about the burger.
The burger, it's really good. It's got, like, it's got the right level of grease to it. Does that make sense? You know, when you get a burger, like, and it's either really dry or it's just too greasy. Like, you feel like you're... You're slowly dying while you're eating it.
Yeah.
But like this one, it's got the right level of grease. Yeah. And it'd just be nice to feel fulfilled, you know, actually finish it. Because I was so upset that I never finished it. And I've got, as we was all ordering the burgers, the waiter, you know, it's normally sometimes you get nice waiters and they're like, you sure you want all that? It's a little bit condescending, but they're kind of looking out for you.
Yeah, yeah. They know what they're talking about.
This guy was going, no, do it. Like, are you earning commission per Gutbuster?
Yeah.
What's happening here? Because he sold 5-1 table and then the rest of the boys done... It's called a fire in the hole challenge, and these wings are meant to be the spiciest wings in the world. And before you eat them, you have to sign a waiver. You have to sign a waiver for them. And like they, when you order them, when the dish is ready, they play like a siren in the thing, and all the lights start flashing. And someone comes out from the back of the, so they've obviously gone round the whole front of the building. They come through the front door, and they've got a gas mask on, and they've got like a little, they look, they're in Breaking Bad. And they come in, it's gone, and they've got like a little case, and they open it, it's got these chicken wings in them. And then you have to eat the wings, and no one, well, one of the boys managed half a wing, and then threw up, and ran outside and started crying. Another one of the boys managed, I think he'd done all five wings. No, they said, if you post on social media, we'll say that you won the challenge, even if you only do three. So he only did three wings. And then he went to the hospital that night because he threw up and he said it burnt his throat. So he went to the hospital. But yeah, it's pretty savage.
Did Mitch just go around finishing them all off?
Thank you very much. At what point during eating the Gutbuster did you dump your girlfriend?
Mitch said he kissed me on the way home.
Mitch is a real champion. I can't pass up this opportunity. I don't want to be unfaithful to you. You dumb. I'm kissing Mitch.
Oh no! At this point, I was actually single, so I was. She was safe. She was safe.
Yeah, you could smooch away.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely fine.
How much is a limo to Heathrow?
Well, that's a great main.
Yeah.
But we haven't had an eating challenge before.
Yeah. And again, you've used the fact that you can't get full, so you can finish the Gutbuster.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of a loophole, but I like the fact that I can do it.
I like someone finding loopholes. Yeah. You should have come here in a suit today. A side dish.
Side dish. This one was pretty easy. It's pretty rubbish. It's pretty simple, but I just love it. I love McDonald's hash browns in the syrup.
Oh.
Have you ever had that?
I've never had them in the
syrup.
So you order the pancakes and sausage, and they're like, do you want it as a meal? And you're like, yep. So they give you a drink and a hash brown. And obviously they give you a little pot of syrup.
Uh-huh.
And obviously you're meant to use it for the pancakes.
Yeah.
But one day I was like, I'm going to try it in here. And I dipped it in, and it was like salty, but like sweet and crunchy, and then you get the like the little potatoey aftertaste, which is like a cuddle. It's just a
this is wow. very interesting, Jordan.
Look who's just invented caramelized hash browns.
We've got another inventor. Join the club. I'm going to introduce you to the other inventors. I've invented Backsplash. This is very interesting because, so you started this podcast saying you don't need to do sauces because you don't want to overcomplicate things. Mm-hmm. You've never even had salsa in your life with nachos, which is like it's a regular thing. Stand. However, you have overcomplicated, I mean, you've gone completely outside the box and did hash browns with pancake syrup.
Well, is syrup a sauce?
It feels like it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. That's the eternal question, isn't it? Is syrup a sauce? You wouldn't have any extra sauce if you use syrup, right? So it provides moisture.
It must be a sauce. It's the same function, right?
Yeah. Mm.
As a condiment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? I think
I'd call it. I'd say syrup's a sauce, or is in place of sauce.
In place.
This is very interesting.
Yeah.
You've never even tried salsa.
No, I genuinely haven't.
It's almost more of a sauce than salsa.
Yeah.
Salsa's quite thick, really, isn't it?
Oh, if you had a jug of each.
Yeah.
And we're on top of a hill. And you pour them at the same time. What's getting to the bottom first?
Oh, good question.
Yes, but I think it's probably the syrup.
Yeah, syrup's going,
syrup.
Isn't it?
Syrup's running away with it.
Depends if it's raining. If it's raining, the salsa.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Syrup won't be washed down by rain.
Maybe that's true. Is it raining or not, Benito? He's not getting involved.
Yeah, he's not. He's out.
The salsa is going to just flop out that jug.
Yeah.
Just splat.
The splat on there.
Well,
that syrup's trickling down. All the ants are going crazy. So I'd say, it's more of a sauce.
It's more of a sauce. True. Okay,
And with that, you're an innovator.
Caramelized hash browns. Yeah. But when you do it, what you need to do is get a couple of hash browns, pour the syrup on it, and let it soak.
Oh, so you really let it soak?
This again was accidental. We ordered it we got Uber Eats and got a huge bunch of McDonald's breakfast. And everyone orders meals, but no one really wants their hash browns. Mm-hmm. So I literally made a few, and I did make a few. Hold on, I poured the sauce over and left them while I was eating my sausage and egg. And when you let it soak, it literally becomes like a weird little potatoey cake. It's just so good. You got to try it.
Oh, so you had a bunch of hash browns together
and poured all the syrup on it.
Soaked them in
soaked
syrup.
It up. You just got sweet hash browns.
I feel like I'm going to actually have this.
Yeah,
it's good, man.
Which is real good. You know, I've got a lot of heat for my McDonald's order in the past via this podcast. But people don't like my McDonald's order.
James, so. It's terrible. I'm sorry about it. It's a terrible order. I heard it on this podcast, but he's got to be joking. He's got to be part of his show. It's a joke. It's not a good order, man. It's not a good order.
It's the bag of carrots. That's what upsets everyone.
It's the dry carrots.
Yeah. Now I'm going to chuck in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to order the same McDonald's order.
You're
going to
dip the carrots in syrup.
Yeah, have some syrup for the whole thing. That's an inspired side.
It's a good side. It's a very good side. Because I was always, you think you've got to have chips, right? Mm-hmm. And then the thing that led me on to, I was like, what are the best chips I've ever had? And really salty McDonald's chips and a milkshake. You ever had that?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what made me go, and then I was thinking, what other concoctions have I had, mainly at McDonald's? Hash browns and syrup.
Hash browns and syrup.
Game changer.
I love hash browns. At a hotel breakfast, if it's going around and helping yourself, I really load up on the hash browns.
Yes.
Yeah. What else is on the... Sorry to take you back to the gut buster.
Go for it.
So what other toppings are on the gut buster?
So I thought it wasn't about the toppings, Ed.
Yeah, but we are doing an interview here, James. You know, I want to hear about the gut buster.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you can kind of customise it a little bit because the challenge, it has to... Obviously, to make it fair, there has to be a certain amount for everyone. So if you just get the standard one, there's like the 3 packs of cheese, 2 bottles of ketchup... I think I'm pretty sure there's like a whole lettuce in there, you know, diced up.
Unchopped.
It's ridiculous. It's just a lump in the middle. You have all the good burgers, you've got to deal with a whole lettuce.
That's the challenge.
There's like obviously onions, but again, if I order a cheeseburger, I'm not sure, someone's probably going to fly at me about this. Mm. I only get cheese and sometimes ketchup, depending on where it's from. Like, if a cheeseburger is literally just cheese, meat, and bread, so that's it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I asked for that then. I was like, you've got to have at least one sauce. Yeah, because it's the two bottles of ketchup and there's a bottle of mayo at the bottom as well.
Of course.
Yeah. So when I asked, when I said I don't want any mayo, it probably ended up being three bottles of ketchup and they put loads of extra, even more cheese on it because I didn't want any of the other toppings.
Yeah.
And that's probably why I couldn't get through it, you know, because the issue is you've got 40 minutes to do it. Can you? Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Can you imagine after like 35 minutes, this burger's now cold, the cheese is congealed and it's still the size of two average men's heads. It's I just don't know how you have the willpower to keep going when it doesn't even taste good anymore at this point.
I love that you asked it for it without the mayo and they were like, oh, then it's not going to bust his gut.
Yeah.
We're going to have to top out with cheese.
No mayo.
Put it down in two gulps and doesn't have the mayo in there. We look like idiots. Your drink, sir.
Drink.
You a boozer?
I don't drink at all.
There you go.
I don't drink.
Have you ever drunk?
I have, but it was sort of when I first turned 18. And when I turned 18, we was on tour at the time. Mm. And it was kind of like, because now I can go out and have a drink, I'm like, I'm going to go out.
Yeah.
And I went out. And I think I've probably been out in my entire life 5 or 6 times.
Wow.
And every time I've ever drunk, you know, like some people, like, they can get to a place where they're like, they're just happy and everything's cool. And then sometimes you could be like quite drunk, but you'll wake up and you still know what's happened. I've either been sat there stone cold sober, had a drink and just felt nothing, or I've woke up wondering if I've still got all my organs. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's that sort of level. I have no idea what's happened.
Yeah.
I'm a bit like, ugh. So again, for me, when I did like having a couple of drinks, the only reason I ever did was to try and get that drunk feeling. Like, I don't enjoy the taste of alcohol.
Okay.
So because of that, I was like, what's the point in drinking it?
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, I'm not a big boozer. But drink-wise, I had, when I was listening to the podcast a couple of times, I thought, oh, what would I have? And my nan, when I was younger, used to make me a cup of tea. And it was it's the best cup of tea ever.
Yeah,
like, she was so good at making teas. And now I realise that I always say to everyone, yeah, I have milk and 2 sugars, please. And I was complaining, like, God, their tea's just not as good. And I realised that my nan was probably just poisoning me with sugar because it was way more than 2 spoons. Yeah. But that is obviously, it's only seeing him with you guys now that I've realised the issue is it's just so much more than 2 sugars that she used to put in.
Yeah.
Right.
So that tea's a good option, but I feel like
you'd be the first person to pick a cup of tea.
Yeah, which is surprising.
Cup
of tea.
Yeah,
then people get it
right. I'm just not sure it goes with my gut buster.
Let's be honest, Jordan. Nothing goes with the gut buster.
You have a swimming pool full of milkshake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no, I know it. I've got it. Sorry. Yes. Light bulb moment. Best drink I've had, and I think it was because I was when one of my best friends got married. We was in Mexico a couple of years ago. And everyone was drinking and stuff. I was like, oh, I don't really drink. And I was like, it's not alcoholic, try this. I was like, you sure? And I was like, yep. So I tried it. And it was a virgin strawberry daiquiri.
Right,
oh,
okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That was so good. I think it's because it was in Mexico, everyone's on the beach. I was like, if you're going to have a daiquiri, this is how. And it was brilliant. So
I don't think I've ever had a daiquiri. I don't know what it is.
I was
going to
say,
really.
What is that? Because I have had a daiquiri, but it was in Tenerife. After I'd done a gig and I'd gone out and got really blasted. I just remember it right at the end of the night and they had just those massive sugar crystals on the rim of the glass, which I do not like.
Right.
Like, we kind of like, you try to get to the drink and there's these crystals in the way and you just end up with big lumps of
sugar.
It's
like when
sugar.
They put glass on a wall to stop a burglar getting in.
Yeah. It's like that on the top. Yeah. And then it was just very, that one was just very sickly and then I was sick in a, I remember being sick in a bush and then immediately undoing all the buttons on my shirt.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
And then just walking back to my hotel room. Also,
that's like a classic image of a pissed tourist.
Yeah.
Though, isn't it?
Like,
you could have been on a show on Bravo.
Yeah. Like when in Rome.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm here in Tenerife. You know, the British have ruined this island. I may as well just like walk around proud like the rest of them.
Go get a Red Devil's tattoo.
Yeah. So I can't even remember what's in a daiquiri. Like,
me neither, to be honest. I don't know what's in it. I just knew after that, I just kept ordering them.
Yeah.
And then I was realising, I was like, the sugar content in this must be insane.
Yeah.
But it just tasted like so good. It was like a fizzy slush with a Ribena bin. If that makes sense. Imagine that. It was just really good.
So it's like fresh strawberries, like whizzed up, do you think?
And that's where it wasn't.
Right.
Because I've had a daiquiri since and it was made with fresh fruit. And when I tried it, I was like, this doesn't taste like, it doesn't taste like Mexico. That's how Mexico tastes, guys.
So you want the artificial one?
I want the artificial one, specifically from Mexico. And it was really nice, really refreshing. And weirdly enough, I didn't get a brain freeze. I knocked it back really quick, no brain freeze.
And just over and over again?
Over and over again. Yeah. Like, zero brain freeze there.
We've got to look up, can you look up what's in a daiquiri?
I wonder what alcohol was in a daiquiri as well, because everyone else really loved them, and they were
normally
worse for wear.
Maybe tequila or something.
I ordered a virgin mojito at Oaxaca. I like the virgin mojitos there.
Yeah.
And once made the mistake of ordering it in front of Nish Kumar, who then just called me Virgin Mojito for the rest of my life.
That's a good name.
He's always called me Virgin Mojito all the time.
Virgin Mojito.
So, ingredients in a daiquiri. 500 grams of strawberries, hulled, but that's not... I didn't know that was what it was called, hulled.
Hulled?
Hulled.
Is that when you dig all the middle bit out, I guess?
It must be, I guess. But yeah, hulled. You hull it. 200 grams of ice, rum, 100 milliliters of rum, half a juice lime, and that's it. And then it says one strawberry halves, slice of limes, cocktail sticks, but that's the little garnish there. So that's you probably had fake strawberry syrup, ice, and lime juice.
Jordan, I'm starting to realise what you had there was a cold Robinson's.
Robinson slushy. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. Love Robinson's.
They really fancily named it. when you said it was like an artificial slush puppy, I think you were correct.
There we go.
Bang
there
on the money. So the daiquiri from the wedding. Virgin daiquiri from the wedding is what you would like. I think that calling them mocktails... virgin stuff. It doesn't do anyone any favours.
No, it doesn't.
Mocktails is so much better. You don't want to order it.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you make you say, have a virgin something, please.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good. I always say, have a virgin mojito and please tell the chef I've had sex.
Yeah.
Please make sure all the bar staff know I've had sexual intercourse. That's what I do.
Yeah. They don't let you in a lot of bars anymore, do they?
No, but you know, they all know.
I never order it because I'm a legend.
Yeah. It's always ordered.
Never had one because I'm not a little loser.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I order cocktails, but I change the first bit to fucking. Yeah. Can I have a fucking daiquiri, please? Because I'm always fucking.
Then you join me on the curb.
Yeah.
Okay. You get. Oh, hello, Ed. You're also inappropriate. We come to the dessert.
Dessert.
So you've gone quite apart from your drink. Quite Cheney so far.
Yeah.
As in chain restaurant, not Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
Although he did have many heart attacks.
Yeah, to be fair. I'd imagine
he was partial to a gut buster.
Yeah. He finished it every single time. So, your dessert, Jordan?
The dessert is made by my own hands.
Oh, boy.
It's an accidental dessert, but it's a good dessert. This dessert is... the best dessert in the world because it's fueled with adrenaline, some guilt, and a little bit of shame. And it makes a beautiful little cocktail of a lovely dessert. Okay, Jordan, put that in your daiquiri.
I'm honestly scared of what this is. Guilt, shame, and adrenaline. Here we go.
So, you know, you used to do like food tech in school?
Yeah.
So we all got the recipe we got. I'm pretty sure, 90% sure it was for rock cakes.
Right.
So... as far as I'm concerned, I've never had a rock cake since, but as far as I'm concerned, they're like little hard cakes, you know. Yeah. They're not very big, but they're not flat, are they? They're like little...
No, not flat.
Right.
Yeah.
So I completely messed up all the ingredients that I bought.
Yeah.
I bought like the self-raising flour and all the... everything else that I put into it was just wrong. In the quantities that I did it. So she'd give us something like, follow the recipe, and I'd be like, yeah. Or it'd be much better to pour the whole bag of sugar in because then it tastes sweeter. Like, that's in my head. It wouldn't make any other difference apart from make it sweeter.
Yeah.
So we was making these just before lunch. And I've poured literally a whole bag of sugar in. Obviously, the wrong type of flour. Probably too much milk. Whatever I did, I put all the wrong stuff in. And then, so I've basically got, like, this big bowl of, like, dough. And I've made it I made little things on the little dollops on the tray, put it in the oven, and it basically just melted. So it just became like this one long, flat, giant pancake in the oven.
Yeah.
I just filled the tray, and everyone else has got these little rock cakes. And I was thinking, I'm going to eat this at lunch. So I said to my teacher, I was like, Miss, is it okay if I come back at lunch? I forgot to bring a Tupperware box. My dad's dropping a Tupperware box in. I'm going to go get it and then come back. She said, yep, I'll leave it. I'll leave the room unlocked because obviously you have to lock it. So I've got knives and stuff in there, right?
Now, Jordan, this is before you go on. Was that true about your dad bringing the Tupperware box in, or did you make it up because you wanted to eat the mixture so much?
I made it up because so
you made up a whole thing about your dad
bringing the Tupperware. I had the Tupperware box, which is the best part. So she said, yeah, everyone left, Belle went, we all left. I then came back to the room, and now this is the reason why I lied, because obviously everyone else just took their rock cakes out with them. I went, I picked up my crispy pancake, and now because I put it in late as well, imagine the top layer is crispy. Underneath is basically raw, sugary hot dog. So basically, there's no rock cake to it. I didn't put any raisins or anything in it. Just hot, sugary dough. And then I'm like, God, this is the worst part. And this is where the guilt and the adrenaline comes in. I went to a freezer because, you know, they keep spare ingredients. And in there, it's the first time I've ever had it. She had, is it Carte d'Or ice cream?
Carte d'Or
ice cream, vanilla, soft scoop. And I stole her ice cream and I sat in that room and I ate my raw dough and her ice cream. And it was like hot, sugary dough ice cream together was just so. I didn't eat the whole tub, but you know, it was. I was kind of hoping, oh, hopefully it's been half eaten, but I opened it. It still had that plastic like sleeve on the top.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, I'm going to have to break the seal. So I ate about half a tub of her ice cream and some of my rock cakes. I literally remember sitting there and I was looking at the door like, please no one come in while I'm eating the teacher's ice cream. But the cakes, the dough and that ice cream together was just, oh God,
have you made that since?
Never. I don't know what I poured in it. I lost her recipe sheet, which doesn't matter. It's irrelevant because I didn't follow it anyway. it was good to see the things that I did ignore. It probably would have helped. Never made it since. I literally can't cook or bake or anything to save my life at all. I'm so terrible. But that's the dessert there. Homemade raw rock cake dough and stolen ice cream.
Molten rock.
That does sound nice.
Molten rock cake.
There you go.
I was in Leeds once on tour, and me and my tour manager were like, we really want a froyo. I think we just had a Nando's, and afterwards we're like, got to get a froyo. And we're walking around, just walking around Leeds, trying to find a place, and eventually found this stand, and it looked like a froyo stand.
Right.
And we looked at the menu, and it read like a froyo menu, but there was only like two flavours, and one was like choc chip, and one was something else. But I was like, I'll have a choc chip one. And then it was not a froyo stand, it was just a cookie dough stand.
Whoa!
So what they gave us was just a tray of cookie dough, like warm chocolate chip cookie dough, and they put some soft serve ice cream on it.
Oh man.
So we were kind of looking for like a guilt-free pudding.
Yeah.
And what we got was the guiltiest pudding. We're walking around eating
but
it.
Imagine that if you'd lied to your teacher and you'd snuck back into the class.
And then stole the ice cream as well. Yeah, exactly.
And a liar. The guilt that I had anyway eating that cookie dough, but on top of that, my faith in a liar. So that's a really... What a heady mix.
I can't believe, when I thought about that dessert, the best part is that I've literally never, ever told anyone that story.
Yeah.
Never told anyone. And I've decided to unleash it on a podcast. I'm probably going to get a bill through my letterbox. Yeah. That's £4.79 for some of that ice cream.
That someone saw you. In food tech, we had to make pizzas one week. And we could do any topping we wanted. Guess what I made?
Right. Any topping you wanted?
You were allowed to do any topping
you
wanted.
Did you do a sweet one?
Yes.
Yes, there you go. Wow. Chocolate spread?
Yeah, so chocolate spread first.
Marshmallows?
Marshmallows, yep.
Oh, this is good.
I mean, this is pretty much it. Chocolate spread, marshmallows, and then one more little thing on the top.
Any cream?
No cream.
No.
Strawberry sauce afterwards?
Maltesers?
No. Imagine it in your head. Imagine the first bites with the eyes. Got to look nice.
like jelly tots. Like red jelly tots.
No. That melt in the oven. Actually, it all did. To be fair,
I wasn't imagining you putting it in the oven. I thought you'd like bake the dough.
Yeah, I did the dough. And then took chocolate spread, marshmallows, and sprinkles.
Yes.
Took it home, ate it while my mum. I remember mum sitting there just saying, that is disgraceful. Really proud of that. So they said I could make whatever I wanted, Mum. So, yeah, but that's not a pizza. Like, you're meant to be learning how to cook so that in your adult life you can cook for yourself. You're never going to make yourself that again. It's like, no, but I'm never going to be.
Well, that's backfired. You make it every week.
Yeah, backfired. I live on that. But like, yeah, so I made that in plain sight. I mean, you did yours, you know, in secret. Yeah. I made it in front of everyone in the class.
I should have just been braver, is what you're saying, because that sounds like a really good memory you've got there. It
wasn't a good memory. I think your one sneaking around, it must feel
what a rush.
It was a rush.
A sugar rush and a guilt rush.
How long did you think about it for afterwards?
Not that long, actually, because when I was younger as well, I was a very chubby little boy. Like I was very chubby when I was younger.
You know what? I'm beginning to see why.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, guys.
Trying to get to the bottom of this
Gut
mystery.
For a starter when I was younger. So I think that day I went home. My mum literally asked me, like, "Where's the rock cakes?" Because she helped me buy all the ingredients. And I was like, "Well, this is awkward." Just an empty Tupperware box that my dad didn't drop in at lunch with me. But yeah, no, she said to me, she was like, "Oh, you know, where are the rock cakes?" And I was like, "Oh, I ate them at school. You didn't save any?" I was like, "No." And I was like, "I think I might have lied and said I dropped some or something like that." And then I had dessert with dinner as well. So it's just, I was a very, very sneaky, chubby child. Yeah.
Very clever. Very smart.
Yeah.
I'll read your order back to you, Jordan.
Appreciate it.
So you would like some still water, which you've recently got into. Some,
he's off again.
You'd like some garlic bread with mozzarella, caramelized onions from Prezzo.
Yes, please.
Your starter, you would like barbecue chicken wontons from Planet Hollywood.
Yep.
Your main, you would like the Gutbuster burger from Man vs. Food in Heathrow, not the airport.
Yep.
Your side, the McDonald's hash browns with syrup.
Yep.
Your drink, you would like a virgin strawberry daiquiri from the Mexican wedding.
Yes, please.
And your dessert, you would like hot sugary rock cake dough with carte d'or ice cream. Sneakily eaten
and stolen. Stolen. Don't forget the stolen.
Yeah. Stolen cart door ice cream. Yes, apologies.
Yeah. Eaten in a school.
Eaten in a school.
But you are a child when you're eating it.
That's exactly.
And then lie to your mum afterwards.
Yeah.
And also,
can you do that as a genie? Can you make all those things?
Yeah, I can make all this stuff happen. And I assume you still want to involve your dad in the lie.
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. Work him into the story. Great. Well, thank you so much for coming, Jordan.
Thank you so much. That was the 28,000 calorie menu of Jordan Banjo.
Whoa. He wasn't messing around.
He wasn't. He really took that piece of information to heart that he couldn't get full.
Yeah, yeah.
And that it was. He obviously thought it's not going to put on any weight. It's not going to be unhealthy.
Yeah.
He's proper gone for it there.
Yeah, I respect that. This is my chance. This is my chance.
You know what his menu reminded me of? Mm. You know when you're watching one of those shows where they show an unhealthy person all the food they eat in a week on a table?
Yeah.
That's what that reminded me of.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. It's like so many strawberry daiquiris that are just sugar.
Yeah. But he didn't mention lavender, James.
He didn't mention lavender. So congratulations, Jordan. You get to eat that whole meal and not be full. I also liked his honourable mentions there.
Yes, with
his mum's tuna pasta bake.
And his nan's sweet tea.
His nan's sweet tea.
I think I knew he wasn't going to mention lavender as soon as his starter was chicken wontons from Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
I thought lavender's probably not going to get a look in.
Be a real swerve. Yeah. Came out of nowhere in food tech. He made some lavender rock cakes.
But cracking menu. Thank you very much for coming on, Jordan. James, what are you up to? Anything you want to plug, my friend?
I'm touring. Hypothetical is on TV, I think, still on Dave. It'll always be on Dave forever when it's on Dave.
Yeah.
So like that'll be there. I feel like there is other stuff that I'm doing, but I can't really remember it now.
Okay. Good plug, man. I'm on tour, I guess, depending on when this goes out. But if you go on my website, edgamble.co.uk/gigs, you can check that out. Check out my Twitter at edgamblecomedy. James is on Twitter as well. The podcast is on Twitter.
Oh, it's all on Twitter. @offmenuofficial.
Yes, and that's on Instagram as well. Please subscribe to the podcast, review the podcast with a lovely 5 stars, check out the Soch Meads. That's what the kids say, James.
Meaty base.
The Soch Meaty base. Keep listening, tell your friends. But for now, mop up the stains around your mat. I was trying to do like a culinary thing of like...
Oh, like...
Oh, you may get down from the table.
That's nice.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Hold up.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.